Ryan Reynolds can teach men how to bag a wife. Find out what he did every week to impress Blake Lively.
And if someone needs to help ASAP Rocky and Rihanna organize, we'll explain.
Also, Kanye West has one wish for Jay-Z that only Beyonce can grant. We'll get into that later, but first,
let's get this started.
Man, forget kids. Kanye West says the darndest thing. So Candace Owens recently dropped a throwback interview with Ye from 2022, and things were pretty cool, right? Kanye raved about Jay-Z being the best rapper alive and how inspiring he is. Then out of nowhere, he said what he wished for Hope, and it had Candace gagged. Take a look at this.
I just think Yonsei need to let him go get some seriously.
What?
yes. So how do you think Jay and Beyonce reacted when they heard that soundbite?
Offended.
You think?
That's not funny.
Well, it's not funny, but I'm sure Jay-Z probably said, oh, Lord, Kanye, thank you so much. But Beyonce, what you think?
I'm with Gary. Like, Beyonce would have been offended, and Jay-Z would have went like,
oh, wow.
Is there a chance they didn't hear? Like, is there anything that surprises them anymore when it comes out of his mouth?
No.
Probably not. Because I feel like he would have left that same message on a voicemail for
right.
Them.
Yeah.
It's so inappropriate, though, guys.
Yeah, but if more women would do that for men, they'd make happier husbands.
Oh, can we move on?
Who is this person that
this is
arrived here? Because usually
you'd be
on the female side.
No, but I mean, could I understand that? Because, I mean, somebody told me.
Somebody told you?
That, it did happen. Because my friend, next.
Next. Yep.
He's about to incriminate
right.
Somebody real good.
That's why I said next.
Wow. All right, Ye may be a hater to love, but Blake Lively reminisced a bit about when Ryan Reynolds and her first started dating, and it sounds like he was pulling out all the stops. Tamar, would you tell us what he did?
Yes. When my husband and I first got together, he would send me a bouquet of flowers every week. He would also send a card, and it would just be a sentence of something that happened that week, something funny or emotional that one of us said.
Very sweet. So could you guys do something like that every week or like it if your person did this for you?
Absolutely. Really? I wasn't a flower girl before JR.
Really?
But he started to give me, every time I seen him, he had a big, beautiful bouquet of roses, gorgeous. And it would be different colors. It would have a note on it. It was amazing. Yeah.
So,
if there's anything I hate,
what?
More than anything.
What?
It's wasting money on flowers.
I agree.
I'm paying for the dates. I'm paying for the dinners. I'm paying for the vacations. I'm buying the clothes. I'm buying all your drinks. And then you're going to complain if I don't also buy you flowers?
Says the single Tanner.
That's right. That's right. Because flowers just died.
He's not even battle tested.
It's the gesture. Yeah. It's sweet.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll buy you flowers every weekend for an entire year. Or do you want to go on a vacation?
I want both.
I was just going to say that. What about both?
Why well, I got to choose?
Women no. Literally be wanting their cake and eat it,
that
too. You know how many times you got to replace fake flowers?
Yes, but that was his idea to
time.
Give me flowers.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. We
got to
draw a line in the dirt. This is ridiculous.
When someone gives you flowers, that's impulse.
Impulse? Yeah. No.
Sometimes they just don't sell.
But I think I love flowers, and I go to Kroger's all the time, bitch, to get my bouquet.
And how long do your flowers last?
They last for about a week if you put that little stuff in, or you put a dime in them.
Oh, a dime?
Oh, really?
I know that. I don't have to breathe them.
Even more money into the flowers that are gonna die.
Anyway, I'm just shocked.
Why?
Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, baby, are living a hard life. Now, you know that they got them two toddlers, RZA and Riot Rose. Well, baby, ASAP posted videos. I mean,
he did.
Oh, well, damn it, it's ASAP. Well, ASAP, honey, posted videos in honor, honey, of little Riot's first birthday, and fans, honey, were appalled at how how cluttered, bitch, and messy their house is. Look at what these kids did, honey, to their parents' home.
Yeah, that's what they do. They mess up all your nice stuff.
I thought that was a doll on the floor. It's the child.
Oh. Yeah, that's what a toddler house looks like, y'all.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, but they must be on a fixed income.
Why you say that?
You didn't see that she had a damn camera, a Polaroid little, look at that camera.
That's a toy.
That's not a toy.
That is a disposable camera.
Riri is a billionaire, y'all. Now, so where are the maids, Tamar, when Logan, honey, was a toddler? Did he have a mansion in Calabasas like this?
Whoa. Yes.
Okay, I know he did, honey.
But, you know, the difference is that ASAP watches the kids. They don't have a nanny.
Because he don't work, so yeah, you gotta watch your trigger.
No, he makes music and he models.
Yeah. He models.
Eminem.
He models
for. He ain't doing it too often, you gotta watch them children.
No, he wants to watch his kids. He said he doesn't want to miss, he doesn't want to miss anything.
Also, when you've been watching the kids all day, you're waiting for your spouse to come home.
From work.
Maybe the house isn't super clean. But you've been keeping them kids alive.
You know what I mean?
Nanny, I'm sorry, you keeping the house dirty like that. Them kids can get all kind of diseases or something up in the house. You know, you get infections off the floor when the floor is dirty. Everybody walking all on them and stuff. I'm sorry, that's not a good look.
Oh, Lord.
Sorry, Tamar.
Here come the Navy on your comments. Yeah. R.I.P. Well, Tanner, your cousins and them, Woody Harrelson and Red Hot Chili Peppers, Flea, love having cold nuts, and I'm not talking about the kind you eat. So the good friends had a good laugh over a wild time they had together decades ago, and let's just say there was junk flying everywhere.
Remember the time we snowboarded naked down that mountain? I have footage of Woody Harrelson and I snowboarding stark naked down a big snowy mountain.
Where was that? Was that up in the...
I think it might have been Utah.
And they were both higher than a giraffe. Now, imagine skiing the slopes or scrolling Instagram and seeing Woody and Flea's junk shriveled up from the cold.
I don't know if I'd have to worry about that. I don't follow you.
But one thing I love about Tanner Cousin, they don't mind just being expressive, honey.
And free. Leroy and cold.
Leroy would never do that. Look at that monkey. And stuff like that, but, you know.
I think these two guys are a bit eccentric. I think we would all agree to that. This isn't a... listen, you're not going to catch me going down any ski mountain in the buff like that. No. Really?
Yeah, but what happened to his teeth, though?
I know.
Oh, Flea?
Yeah.
Flea teeth been like that whole time.
Yeah.
Has it?
Yeah.
Don't he got all that money?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it adds to the charm.
Okay.
Let's get into this.
What the
All right, y'all, Miss Terry Roller, baby, or maybe we should start calling her Big Red Davis, honey, from the Five Heartbeats, said that she don't care about, honey, y'all laughing about her natural hair because she's still beautiful.
Y'all, so Tammy posted a side-by-side of her and Hawthorne James, who played Big Red, with the caption, washing my hair, Red said, you round here looking like James, like Hawthorne James, after Googling, now I can't unsee it. It be your own people. Hashtag twin, hashtag what happened to Good Morning Beautiful. you know, was her husband right? Is Tammy serving Hawthorne James, a.k.a. Big Red?
Yep.
Yeah, she
does it look like her office's hours are 9 to 5?
Yep.
She's looking there a little bit hard.
They definitely look related.
And a little avatar.
It do be your own people, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But this case, he was right, though. Uh-huh. That's not a diss. That's not an unattractive man.
No, not at all. They both look beautiful, and I love their red hair.
And she owning it.
Yeah, Tammy, you look
go
amazing.
Go, Tam. Mm-hmm.
Who wore it better?
Up next, word on the street is Madonna, baby, is not the one, honey, to cross. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all, word on the streets is that Madonna can be intimidating, and songwriter Toby Gad, who worked with her back in 2014, he's gonna back it up. He was pushing her to sing better in the studio, and they ended up telling each other off, so Toby thought he was gonna get fired. He said there were rumors going around that if you cross her, then she'll go to the bathroom, and then her assistant will come out and say, here's your ticket home, and the taxi's waiting downstairs. You have 5 minutes to vacate the premises.
Ooh.
But she never went to the bathroom, and he didn't get fired. They actually ended up bonding over the experience. Mm. So do you think she liked it that somebody actually stood up to her?
Sounds like
yeah.
it. It could be,
yeah.
for sure. But what about those other ones who did that and got that same treatment in the past? Because as a producer, you only want people bringing the best out
That's
of your
right.
work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm glad that he bucked the system. Maybe, like, you know, as she gets up there, she'd be like, I'm all alone out here. I'm going to take the help I can get.
Mm. She did it to me on the Curse Style. So that's why your ass can't sing. So I would have told her that. And we would have been done.
You'd have been on your way home.
Yeah, you'd have. Yeah, 5 minutes out.
But I like what she does. That's cute. Go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And just send a girl a little letter, honey, and come back when you go. I can see Tamar doing that.
What?
Tamar, have you ever worked with anybody in the studio and they were trying to push you and you didn't appreciate it?
Well, you get irritated, but I appreciate it. Yeah, because you want the best product.
Yeah.
But you do get irritated.
So what's your firing
I don't
technique?
Fire people. You really tried it.
You don't fire?
No. Do you?
They can't fire me. Slaves gotta be sold.
Can we move on, my friend?
Moving on. Movie Green Lantern didn't sell a lot of tickets. It was a huge disappointment at the box office, but yeah. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively got a marriage out of it, and they have four humans that they made. Oh, well, man. During a Vanity Fair lie detector test, Hugh Jackman asked his buddy about the movie, which has a 25% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Oh. Check it out.
You both started on Green Lantern. Have you watched the Green Lantern yet as a family?
I would actually genuinely rather watch just a 24-hour marathon of Paw Patrol. But I have not watched it as a family.
Now, Ryan and Blake's kids are like 1 to 9 years old, and kids love Paw Patrol.
Yo, Paw Patrol's a great show.
Really? You ever see these little dogs, and they got their cars, and they solve crimes? Oh. And there's the mayor, he's always up to no good.
Oh. Yeah, I just always wait for the episode where the mayor finally gets taken out in cuffs.
Gary, do you know what Paw Patrol is?
No.
No, hell no, watching some damn Paw Patrol.
Which is different than Pop Pop Patrol, where it's like young chicks looking for old dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I watch Young and the Restless.
You know, the Grinch don't never have no kids around him.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm. Gary, the Grinch. Okay, in the upcoming movie, Lee, Kate Winslet plays World War II photographer Lee Miller. And Kate just described the moment a crew member made a suggestion that didn't go over well. Really? Kate said, there's a bit where Lee's sitting on a bench in a bikini, and one of the crew came in between takes and said, you might want to sit up straighter. And I said, so you can see my belly, Rose, not on your life. It was deliberate, you know? So do y'all think, y'all think the person body shamed her, or were they just trying to help her look good?
Probably trying to help her look good, because if you sit up, doesn't it?
Body roll.
Why do you think I sit like this right up here on this show? Because anybody who sits like this, you're going to be like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, I sit like that and I'll be pissed when I see it, honey, my belly roll.
Gary, sit up real straight right now. If you're sitting up real.
Oh.
Oh, oh.
You look like you got pecs.
Oh.
Oh, really?
If I leaned over, I was like, Gary, your gut's hanging out. What would you?
Well, you know I would curse y'all because you said my gut. But if you say sit up, I would sit up, but not my gut. Up next, y'all, 2 Chainz' son, honey, just made a major discovery. Find out what it was right after the break.
Up straight.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Just about everyone knows who rapper 2 Chainz is, but someone very close to him was a little late to the party, and that is his son, Halo. Now check out the cute and adorable way Halo learned who his daddy was and what he did for a living.
You remember Sammy?
No. I found out. I know your rap name, so I looked it up on YouTube.
That's wild. Hey,
you gotta Google your dad.
Hey, Lil, that's wild, bro.
Funny. Okay, now would you be worried if kids in your lives, including nieces and nephews, went to the internet to learn more about you, and what would they find?
You know, it's interesting enough, like when I bring my 12-year-old around and like he's like I'm doing like an interview with somebody or talking to somebody, he's like, hey, don't believe the Wikipedia. He has more than one son. And it's like, yo, why are you Googling me, man? You weirdo? Like,
They do.
How about you? Has Logan ever Googled anything on you?
Yes, he does. He does all the time. And now he just got into Braxton Family Values and he's addicted and it's horrifying for me.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh my God, yeah. So that's hard.
What's like the craziest thing that he came and said? You're like, yo, is this true?
Oh, no, he knows the lines verbatim. Like, Tamar Braxton, get your life. Stuff like that. Yeah.
All right, y'all, moving on. It is time for
Didn't See This Coming.
Okay, one man's gone viral for kicking his very own best man out of his wedding. Mm-hmm. Apparently, everything was going well until it was time for the traditional best man toast. The groom said initially the toast started off great with fun stories related to the bride and groom. Well, next thing he knew, his best man turned to his girlfriend and started talking about their relationship. Mm. The groom said before he knew it, his best man was down on one knee proposing to his girlfriend. The groom said, I felt like my special day had been hijacked. Instead of celebrating our marriage, everyone was now focused on John and his fiance.
Oh.
The best man thought the groom would be happy for him, while the groom felt it was selfish and inconsiderate. Now, mutual friends have told the groom he was too harsh, so we gotta ask, was kicking that best man out of the wedding too far?
I think it was an overreact, and I feel like he didn't want to do it. His wife probably told him, yo, kick him out. This is our day. Because we as guys, we don't care.
Don't care.
Yeah.
Don't care. My special day. It ain't your special day. It's your wife's special day.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's still our special day.
Yes.
But I wouldn't have kicked him out, but I let him know, look, bitch, don't do that again. Because most of my friends are bitches. So I was like, girl, don't do that.
Whoa.
Tamar, if that would have happened to you, would you have done something? Or you'd say, oh, girl, you're so sweet and cute. That's good y'all did it when we did it.
I think he made the right decision.
Oh, to kick him out?
Yeah.
So now they got to figure out something to do at their wedding to kind of get some level of get back, like maybe announce their divorce at their wedding.
Ooh.
Or
a pregnancy.
Oh, yeah. The water broke.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
she's saving it. The baby 11 months old at this point, but she's just holding it in there. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like,
wait till the bride's coming up. She's pregnant. She's standing up there with the bridesmaids and then just let it, yeah.
I wouldn't want to be showing pregnant, but I would just announce it, honey, at the wedding, honey. Mm-hmm. When they said, I do. Oh, and we're pregnant.
It don't even have to be true at that point.
Yeah,
exactly.
Even better if it's not.
Upstage me, damn it. Anyway, up next, y'all, Carmelo Anthony's love child, honey, 7-year-old daughter, celebrates her birthday in a very unique yet familiar way. That tea after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yay!
All right, now, in case you didn't know, former NBA star Carmelo Anthony has a beautiful daughter named Genesis who just turned 7 years old.
Aww.
And at 7 years old, she's already inspired by her ball-playing pops so much that she had a Knicks birthday theme party, man. Carmelo was a star player for the New York Knicks for 7 years, and he was born and raised in NYC. Now, usually kids don't think their parents are cool, so is it shocking that little Genesis had a birthday party deemed after her dad?
I love it. I think this is such a great, cute thing.
I don't.
Why?
Because first of all,
oh,
honey,
go.
Like they say, she was a love child. You shouldn't even know what your daddy do. But you know your daddy, honey, was cheating with his wife, with your mama, and then there she came along and said, now you want to throw
it's not Genesis' fault.
Well, yeah, but she's throwing it in his son's face. Well, look, I'm having a birthday party for dad. You never had one like that. I don't like that.
What does that have to do with a 7-year-old girl having a birthday party?
She should have a damn cupcake party like other little girls, not one because she's trying to patronize her daddy after he done cheated with her damn mama. I just feel bad about poor Carmelo and what's her name.
I'm sure the son is happy that he has a sister.
What?
Yeah.
Gary, please move on, sweetheart.
Every time I found out I had a new sibling, I got excited.
Oh my God.
But that was different though. If your parents were still together, Lala was still with Carmelo and she
came
along.
Who said my parents weren't together?
Well. Goodbye. Well, that's all the tea we have for you today. Be sure you watch us every day. Same time, same place. Ta-da!
Bye.
So what you're saying is my cousin is my brother?
That's right.
Wait, hold on a second.
Lord.
Goodbye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.